Hey, you guys, my name is Brooke, and welcome to my podcast, Blogger with a Twist, and I am your host and a creator. So what you guys can expect from my podcast is topics about lifestyle, rants, story times about my life, and etc. So if that sounds entertaining or interesting, then subscribe, tell your family, friends, or whoever about my podcast. And last but not least, sit back, relax, get your snacks, and let's get this episode popping. Hey, you guys, and it's your girl Brooke, and I am back with a brand new episode. And hopefully, you guys out there are doing amazing. So since my last episode, your girl has been doing good as usual. I've been working at my job, and then I know in my last episode, I told you guys that I had my little health epiphany. And I want to start being more conscious of my eating habits and stuff like that. I actually have been, and I have lost a little bit of weight, so that is kudos to me. And then last thing that I did, I gave my hair a trim. So I like to trim my hair about every 4 to 5 months. When I do trim my hair, I use a pair of cutting shears that I got from Sally's. So just a little tip, if you plan on wanting to cut or trim your hair at home, I would highly recommend that you get yourself a pair of cutting shears that is made for hair versus using a pair of kitchen scissors. Because I just feel like when you use cutting shears, you get more of a even cut, a more cleaner cut. So besides that, today's episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about this new show on Netflix that I've been obsessed with, and also a little backstory about how I got into watching Korean dramas. So if you guys want to know, then like I say in my intro, get your snacks and let's get this episode popping. So the name of this show on Netflix that I've been really obsessed with is called The Glory. And I don't remember even how I came about to watch the show is that I was on TikTok and I had seen, I think, some clips from the show and it looked like really interesting. And so I decided to check it out on Netflix. And when I tell you guys, this show is one of those shows that has a lot of, in my personal opinion, a lot of suspense. The first day that I watched it on Netflix, I went through the first 7 episodes because the cliffhanger on the end of every episode made me want to keep watching more and more of it. And I believe in total they have like 16 episodes, and currently I'm on episode number 13. But basically, the show is about this young woman that was bullied in high school by a group of kids. There were 5 kids, 3 girls and 2 guys. And of course, you got that one girl that's like the whole ringleader out of the group. But basically, they would torture her. Basically, they would take hot curling irons and put on her skin, and then they would punch her, then they would choke her out. Then there was another scene where they made her stand in a pouring rain, and then the other 2 guys in the group would basically mock her and look at her body. And then the one guy in the group is actually colorblind. But yes, it's just crazy. And then fast forward years later, and everybody is in their 30s, and so the girl has come back to get revenge on the people that bullied her and basically ruin the perfect lives that they have been able to have for themselves, because they basically ruined her life in high school. Now, when I was in high school, I wasn't really bullied that extensively. Like, I was bullied a little bit, but I guess for me, watching a show, I'm excited for her character that she is, you know, getting revenge, because even her teacher or the principal, but I'm pretty sure it was one of her teachers that she confided in to try to get help, basically was not trying to help her, because in the scene where she is telling her teacher, instead of trying to understand where she's coming from, the teacher starts to belittle her and basically telling her that she basically kind of deserved it and it's not a big deal. You probably just fell. It's only like a little scratch. And then he starts hitting her upside the head with his hand. And I'm just thinking that ain't nobody not going to say nothing. And I think actually in this show, that's one of the first people that she comes after, because think about it. She went to this man for help because that's her teacher, and he did nothing to help her out. And then on top of her getting bullied, her mother is not the best mom. It's almost as if her mom cares more about money than her own daughter. And it's just crazy, you guys. So if you have a Netflix account, definitely go check out The Glory. That show will definitely have you on the edge of your seat because you just don't know what's going to happen next. And then the last thing I want to talk to you guys about is, how did I even get into watching Korean dramas? Basically, it all started with me listening to Korean music, or people like to say K-pop. The first artist that I really got into was actually Jay Park. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that he would be considered, I think, Korean American, because even though he is Korean, he was born in America. And so I started listening to some of his songs and I got hooked. And then after that, I started exploring other artists and groups. Some of the other groups and artists that I really liked are Blackpink, BTS, Big Bang, BIXX, if I did not already say that, GOT7, and it's some more that I cannot think of at the moment. But after really getting into the music, that's when I started watching more Korean dramas. I believe the first Korean drama that I actually watched that got me hooked on dramas and movies in general was called Heirs, H-E-I-R-S. And when I tell you guys, okay, that show, I felt like every time I watched the show, there was always a character or two that had me in my feelings. Okay, that show put me in an emotional roller coaster, but it was just so good. So basically with that show, the show is about this girl and her mom. So if I'm not mistaken, the mom is either mute or deaf. I think she's mute or she's deaf, one of those. And so I'm guessing because her mom has that, she can't really get like a decent job. So she ends up working as a maid for this rich family. And then the daughter that's living with her, of course, she feels bad that her mom has to work these jobs. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she also has an older sister that lives in America, specifically California. And during this whole time, while the sister is living in America, she's giving off this impression to her mom and sister in Korea that she is like living her best life and she's going to school and she is in a wonderful relationship with her boyfriend and she's about to get married. And it actually turns out to be a lie, because her mother was going to wire her money from Korea to America, but the younger sister decided that she wanted to give her sister the money in person. So she decides to take a flight to America to where her sister lives, and she goes to the address, which is supposedly where the sister lives with the boyfriend. And when she rings the doorbell, this woman that's not her sister answers the door. Then eventually the boyfriend comes up to the door, and I forgot what the boyfriend exactly said, but it was something like, oh, you're like, either I think he acted like he didn't know her, or he tried to say, well, your sister doesn't live here no more, or we broke up. I don't know. But eventually she finds out where her sister is working at, and then they get like into a fight, and the sister ends up going inside her sister's suitcase and stealing the money that she had bought with her from Korea to give to her, and then she runs off. And I believe the sister is only shown in like the first two episodes, and that's it. It's just crazy because I feel like that drama has a lot to do with social status and if you're rich or if you're poor, like how people are going to treat you. And yeah, you guys, that's a really good drama. So after watching Airs, that's how I got into watching more Korean dramas and TV shows. Another Korean movie that I watched was actually called Parasite, and that was a really good one too. And it's so funny now that because I do watch Korean dramas and I listen to Korean music, I can pick up on a dialect when somebody is actually speaking a language. So I remember when I worked at Starbucks in King of Prussia, and this lady came inside Starbucks, and I don't think she spoke a lot of English, if I'm not mistaken. So I remember me asking her, because I think the name of the alphabet in Korean is either Hangul or Hangul. So when I said that, her eyes like lit up because she was surprised I actually knew that. And then she tried to show me her phone, I guess her order, but it was all in Korean, and I don't really know how to write in Korean just yet, so I didn't really understand what was written in her phone. But that was a cool interaction. And then I had another interaction a few months back. I had a couple come in to Starbucks, and this is when I'm working here in Philadelphia. I remember I was at the register, and they was talking amongst themselves before they started talking to me. And then after they gave me their order, I remember asking them, are they Korean? And then they was like, oh yeah, is it because of what we look like? And I was like, no, it's because I watch Korean shows and I can kind of tell that you guys were speaking Korean. And then there was another time that, which did not happen that long ago. And so this girl came in, and I think as of now, she's become more of like a regular customer. But basically the first time that she came in, she came up to my register and she ordered, and I scanned her Starbucks app, and I noticed when her name popped up that it's a name that I've seen from watching Korean dramas. So I asked her, are you Korean? And she was like, yes, all excited. As far as if I can speak any Korean is very little. So what are some of the things I can say? Annyeonghaseyo or Annyeonghaseyo, Omabo. At one point I was actually trying to learn Korean. I just kind of fell off the bandwagon, and I really have been considering going back to learning Korean because I do like the language, and I want to get to a point where I can actually watch a Korean drama or show and not have to rely on the subtitles. Because I noticed that sometimes when I watch a Korean drama and I change it to watching it in English, a lot of times the words do not match up with the actor's mouths, and yeah. But anyway, other than that, if you guys enjoyed this episode and got to learn a little fact about me, give this episode a like. Definitely share this podcast with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to get notified when I drop a new episode. And you guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. And I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Peace.